We are learning Maseches Chulin Daf Chav Tes Amud Aleph, and we are beginning by the two dots. This is almost at the end of the narrow lines, like 5-6 lines at the top of the wide lines. So 1/3 of the way down by the two dots. Said in the Mishnah, it started off saying that Yeshecht one ba'oif v'shtayim behema is kosher v'ruba yeshech kamayu, and rov is sufficient. And the Mishnah at the end repeats over rov echad ba'oif rov shtayim behema shutas k'shera. The shaila is, you're saying the same thing over. You already said it. You said that one ba'if for two behema and ruva shach kamayu. So why have to repeat again at the end of the Mishnah? Roiv echad ba'if v'roiv shnayim behema shchitas k'sher. So that's the Gemara inside. Tanina chada zimna ruva shach kamayu. You already said beginning of the Mishnah ruva shach kamayu. Why do you have to repeat over at the end of the Mishnah again the same thing? Roiv echad ba'if and roiv shnayim behema. So Gemara says, it ends like this. First, the simon is hakish pashach simon, and the ches, the end of the simon, is a little bit problematic, but because there's nothing for that, but there'll be five members. Amar Rav Hoshaya, chodah b'chulin v'chod v'kachim. It's not shver. The reish of the Mishnah is talking about chulin, and the sefer is talking about kachim, and we need each part of the Mishnah to teach us that roiv is sufficient, or that you need roiv. We'll see. V'tzricha. Tiyesh min chulin, v'yom tol chulin, hasum the saga of the beruba. There, it's enough to have roiv of a simon. Lava dam mutzarech. The shechit is not mutzarech dam, so you don't need so much dam. So roiv is enough. Avakachim del dam mutzarech. But kachim, you need dam for zrikos. Maybe there'll be a havamin. You have to do the full shechita because you need as much dam as possible. Emalay tisk leveruba. Maybe it's not enough to do roiv of a simon. Adi kakula, you need all the simon. Kamash v'lon the Mishnah that you need by kachim. Kachim is sufficient to have roiv. That's why I need roiv. Ava chulin, del dam loy tzarach. Maybe chulin that you don't need dam. Aim a palgasagi. Maybe a palgasagi. Maybe half is enough. Kamash v'law. No, you need roiv. You can tell me we have minute that chulin be half enough. The Mishnah says clearly chatzi is not enough. That's also in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says chatzi echad boy v'echad b'chatzi behem moshchilas apsula. So Tosfos answers on that. Tosfos the Rashi Avol that would be going on kachim. We think that would be going on kachim. So, but we think maybe half is enough. Kamash on the ratio, roiv, you need at least roiv. So we have here the two chiddush of Mishnah are chulin and kachim. Each one's a chiddush by itself. Chulin, the chiddush is that it needs roiv and half is not enough. At kachim, the chiddush is that roiv is enough and you don't need the whole. Now, we were teaching that the ratio is chulin and the safe is kachim, which is correct. But Shaz, how do I know that? So we want to a few different pshatim how we know that the ratio is talking about chulin and the safe is talking about kachim. Because again, they're both the same thing. Roiv ech kamayu, and it's also roiv echad ba'ayiv, and roiv shnayim behema. So the same things. How do I know which one's chulin, which one's kachim? So I'm going to bring raivs. Om Rav Kahana. Mestavra, reisha b'chulin, v'sefer b'kachim. So mestavra, the reisha b'chulin, and sefer b'kachim, amai. Midiktani, it says in the reisha of the Mishnah, ha-sheichet echad ba'ayiv, shnayim behema. Now, when it comes to kachim, is there such a thing as shechita ba'ayiv? No, there's no such thing as shechita ba'ayiv. You do malika. So since it's a sheichet echad ba'if, v'shtayim behema, it must be the ratio to my chulim. Memai, mitoni, ya sheichet, we talk about the ratio of a kachim, amaylik m'boylik, shteyam b'maylik, smar says, okay, so now the seifa is good. Elamai, seifa b'kachim, it says in the seifa, it says, roiv echad ba'if, roiv shtayim behema, shchita shekshayra. It says, this was shchita there. So it's the same malika over there. Elamai, seifa b'kachim, shchita shekshayra m'boylik, you say. I mean, the whole Akash, that's not true, because I had the Salkim Behema, it's ending off with Behema, by Kachim, it's not Malika, it's Shchit Ataka. Tonganam is Shchitas Aksheira. El Reisha, but the Reisha, what's the first thing in the Reisha? The Oif. If it's not by Kachim, you wouldn't say a Sheikhet. El Reisha, Mechti, El Oif Kai, Isakat, Adab Kachim, Hamaylik, Mabayaleim. So, the first Raya that the Reisha is Chul and the Sefer is Kachim is, because that it says a Sheikhet, does not say Hamaylik. And the Sefer, there could say a Shchitas Aksheira, because going on Behema, which is last. So the Marvaiter, Shim Vashi Yomar a different raya that the ratio is chulin and safe as kachim. Shim Vashi Yomar ratio chulin mahalcha. The Tani echad ba'if. One simin is enough ba'if. It's a sheichet echad ba'if. A shnayim behema. Shkutasik sheru. It must not be talking about kachim because by kachim sometimes you need two simanim. V'isakat al kachim ve'ika oilas ba'if. By oilas chazal ba'if is not one simin. By oilas ba'if by shnei simanim. So don't say echad. It's not true. So the Marv back to you. Elamai safer b'kachim. It says roiv echad ba'if. I oil 72. So the no. Roiv echad ba'if. Those words could be attached. Ha'ika oil 72. So the Gemara, no, my roiv echad, roiv shall call echav echad. A roiv of each one, that's what it means. In the sheichet echad vayiv, you can't say anything, sheichet echad vayiv. But the sefer says roiv echad vayiv, means roiv kol echad v'echad vayiv. But we didn't know, now the truth is, you really should have said such shnayim then. We didn't know the list of roiv shnayim. But kivin deke chatas, but there's a chatas, roiv tzagel av echad, simin, mishamachil av psikalei, therefore it says that in a lashon that can go both ways. Roiv echad could be touched both ways, and therefore the sefer is kachim. The ratio can only be touched one way, it means echad. So obviously the echad, the ratio is bechulin, and the sefer is bekachim. The third raya, the third mahalach that we know, ratio is bechulin and sefer is bekachim. And papa, ratio is bechulin mahalacha. The Ketani, it says in the ratio of Mishnah, Rav Yehuda Eimer, ach yishchet es avridim. That you're not yoytzi yishchit until you shech the avridim, until you shech the veins, the jugular, to get the blood out. Well, plea Rabbanah, and Rabbanah argue. Yeah, Bishlama Bakhulin, if we don't have chulin, the ratio shapir. So we understand why it's machlekas. Because if we have chulin, you don't need blood. So why have to shech the vridim? Eli Amis Bakachim, but and Rashi learns is why do you have to shech to buy the shchita? Maybe you want to do later. But Eli Amis Bakachim, I might plead Rabbanah, why the Rabbanah argue? Who asked about Dhamma Tsarach? The Rabbanah agree by Kachim you shech the vridim because you need dam. So the more dam, the better. So it must be in the ratio where it has machlokes about vridim, avada, so machulim, not kachim, because by kachim, you take a shech to vridim according to Rabbanon. So therefore, it's mistava, the ratio is chulim and safe as kachim. The fourth mahalach now, how we know that it's chulim in the ratio and kachim in the safe. Ravash Yomar, safe of a kachim ha'acha, the ktani, it says in the safe, which means the Mishnah right after this one, it's a continuation of the last line of the Mishnah, it says, Hashoichet shnei roshim ke'echad shchitasa ikseira. If someone shechs two behemoths at once, one shchit, it goes one moilich or maybe back and forth on two heads. It says in the Mishnah, next Mishnah, that shchitasa ikseira. Now it's mashma, that's not lechatchila. Hashoichet de'ever in lechatchila noy. Now what's wrong with this? So yeah, bishlam bekachim. I'll tell you why. Hayin lechatchila loy, Mishnah Tani Rav Yisrael. This has a braisa that darshan a pasuk by Shlomim where it says v'chisiz b'chu zevach. Shlom Lashem, Nerzenchem Tizbachu. And the first words we darshan, Tizbachu, Shloyu Shnaim Shechtim, Zevach Echad. That should be one person. It should be one person Shechting, not two. And then it says, Zevach Shlom means one person should be Shecht. Then it says, Tizbachu, which could be Losh Rabbim, but we read it Tizbachayu, we'll see in a second. Tizbachu, Shloyu Echad Shechach Shechachim. That the phrase is saying two people shouldn't Shecht. That's not discussion of the first line next Mishnah. But the next thing is this discussion. That you should not shech two zvachim at once. Mamrav kana tizbacheyu ksiv, which sounds like Lashon Yachid. So you see by kachim, a special din, you're not allowed to shech two animals at once. So now we understand that if it's talking about kachim, so that's what the next Mishnah starts off. Hashoichet shnei roshim ke'echos k'osik sheri, that's kasher. We see that, but the evidence is good. This din tizbachu is only a lechatchila, not the evidence. But like upon him, you do say this idea that lekatchila you shouldn't shech shvachim keechad. So Eli Amos bechulin, if lekatchila nami, if it's chulin, why can't you do lekatchila? So it's not a raya. The safest to my kachim. Now the fifth and final raya. Va'af Rav Shimon ben Lakish shava reisha bechulin safer bekachim. How do I know that? Because the Rav Shimon ben Lakish like this. Ma'achas shanina rubi shach kamayu. He asks the kasha again. He makes against the kasha. So it says in the ratio, Rav Echad, Ruvay Shach Kamayu, why is it repeated over in the sefer, Rav Echad, why Rav Shayim Behema? The feast Shaninu, since we have a Mishnah, Masechtas Yuma, a famous Mishnah, it says that when the Kohen Gadol starts the Avodas Hayom, he shechs the Tamid, and he doesn't finish it. He gives it to another Kohen to finish it off. He does Rav and runs through Kabbalah. And meanwhile, a Kohen finishes it al yada. It says in the Mishnah, Heviu lo yisat tamid, kirtu, he shechs it, umirak achar shchitas al yada. Someone else finishes shchita for him. So you would think, Zakar Slakish, if you learned that Mishnah, yachal loy mirak e pasal. Maybe you would think, if you don't finish it, it's possible, because kachim needs kula, not roiv. Lekach sheninu roiv achabay, v'r shnayim behema. So someone like is also learning that the sefer is talking about that for kachim, because just the ratio, I would say, it's only that's chulim. But kachim needs more. Why do I say kachim needs more? Because you find in Yuma, you have to be Mirik. Kamash Malon, our Mishnah, Rav is enough. So you have to tackle why we do Mirik. And we'll see in a second, the Gemara is going to analyze this. So that's Adkan, the five Rayas, the safest Torah Kachim, the Reish Torah Chulim. No, because he says like this, that if we just had the Reisha, I would say the Reish is Torah Chulim, and the Mishnah in Yuma talks about Kachim, he says you do the whole thing. So I would have a steer if not. If the ratio mesachet chulin, we're talking about kachim. So there it says you need kula. You're right. So I would say no. Okay, that's chulin's kachim. When you have another one, second time, then I know you know it's trying to exclude the mishnah and yuma. So I know it's the second one, huh? Because the word is that's the second thing said in the mishnah. If only said one thing in the mishnah, then I would say it's talking about chulin. So once that stays, why should I switch it? After the second one, it must be that it's teaching the second halacha. That's what you see from Mr. Malkus. If you just had one, you would say it's talking about that. Therefore, I have to say again, Rav Achai, because the ratio of just had one ratio, you would say only chulin. Now it says the safer, and that says more. That's what comes out. That's the Rashi explained. That's part of the Gemara. So the Gemara is like this. Omar, there's a half mean over here. That Mariko would be a necessary component of Kachim. That you'd have to do, you'd have to finish up the Shechita. Oh, Mar, Yochol, Loi, Mirik, Apostle. Maybe if you're not, you don't do that. It'll be possible. So, Freit Marakash, how can you say such a thing? On top of my base now, I'm Cain. Havali Havai Debacha. What are you telling me? You think you'd never have a Mina? Rosh Lakish thought that Roiv is only for Chulim, but Kachim is Kula, because it's Mirik. So Tabon Bay is more as a kasha. What do you mean? How can you have mina? If it was a chiv to have mirik, how could someone else do it? Calling God has to do everything. Can't have a vayda ba'acha. We're telling you, call is a kuren and kuren is all the boy. The kuren is only kasha all the boy. That's the more as kasha. More as kasha. So what's going on here? I don't understand. So the more is going to answer this. So what Shver over here is like this: that isn't shechita kasha bizarre? Does shechita on Yom Kippur have to be done by dafka kohen gadol? All the avodas have to be by kohen gadol. Who's the shechita has to be kohen gadol? So if Tais asks Kasha, and there's a Tais regarding in Yuma, the Shudim of one of his students are there, that maybe if you had a din mirik, it would be like a din part of the Kabbalah. So the first Kasha is, Kabbalah has to be the Namakani Gadol. So what's the Havamina? You see Tais on top on base, the second half of Tais talks about this Kasha. But let's go back to Agamar. The first Kasha is, that if it would be din mirik, how can we do the Yach and everything? Well, come back.
What about the power of Shechting
between
two people?
What about?
Not the Shechting between two people. Why is that right itself?
Because it's a good kasha, it's a very good kasha. The answer that is that here, since it would be a mashtikal efsher, so therefore we could do because it's only a chatil de gadin. It's not the ever de gadin. So here there'll be a havmina because of the chul shel kohen gadol. So therefore he could he allowed them to two people do it. That wouldn't be very kasha because when it comes to chul shel kohen gadol, we'll say you could do it. It's only a chatil de gadin, so we say you could do it. But here, if it's avoid is possible, then what are you going to do? It's not going to give up. And the Gemara is this, Hoth Gama. So the Gemara says, you're right. There's no Havamina that Mira could be possible. Hoth Gama. Yochel ye possible Madrabanon, Lum Madrabanon. It's not Gamina, Ikub so Madrabanon, the Kach Saninu, Rey Vechabai, Rey Vestein Behema. If we just said our Mishnah, the Reisha, I would say, Chulin is Rey Vizachatchila. But maybe there's a Dinder Rabbanon that you have to finish up with Shechit like you find by Yom Kippur. And here's not a problem from Avodah Vacha, because only the Rabbanon did it. So therefore, our Mishnah teaches us that even Roiv by Kachim is Chatchila. So tomorrow, Ma'achad, I feel a Pseudo Rabban like us, so why Taked you do Mirik? Lomi Lomarik. So tomorrow, Mitzvah Lomarik. It's a Mitzvah Lomarik. It's not even a Drabban. It's a Mitzvah Lomarik. But it's not even a level of Drabban. And therefore, you do it, you finish up the Marika with someone else just to do the Mitzvah. So Ad Kan, this Gemara of Roiv, we're saying the ratio is with Chulin and the safe is with Kachim.